In late March, the Alzheimer's Association released its 2016 report detailing facts and figures related to caring for Alzheimer's patients in the U.S. The disease is the sixth leading cause of death, both in the U.S. and in the state of Arkansas. The cost of caring for those with Alzheimer's amounts to millions of dollars in lost productivity and in Medicaid filings. Yesterday, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis spoke with Beth Kallmeyer, the Vice President of Constituent Services at the Alzheimer's Association, and with Bobby Rickard, an Alzheimer's advocate who lives in Bentonville. Both were in Washington, D.C. yesterday for the Alzheimer's Association's 2016 Advocacy Forum. The conversation begins with Kallmeyer giving some of the details from the annual survey released recently by the Alzheimer's Association.
So the 2016 Alzheimer's Disease Facts and Figures Report put out by the Alzheimer's Association found that Alzheimer's and dementia caregivers are making enormous personal and financial sacrifices as they care for people living with the disease. Nearly 50% of those in our survey told us that they were cutting back on basic necessities, things like food, transportation, medical care. And so what this tells us is that very, very few people are prepared for the tremendous cost of caring for somebody with Alzheimer's disease.
So how serious is Alzheimer's in the state of Arkansas?
In the state of Arkansas, you currently have 54,000 people living with Alzheimer's disease. If something doesn't change, by 2025, that number will be 67,000, or an increase of 24%.
Now, why is such an increase projected? I mean, that seems like quite a jump over the next, 10 years.
Well, the greatest risk for Alzheimer's disease is age. And so with the baby boomers aging, you've got the baby boomers this year turning 70, and so they're approaching that age of greatest risk, and that is partly why the numbers are going to continue to increase.
All right. Well, Bobby, if you would, give me a little bit of your background in caring for someone with Alzheimer's disease.
Well, thanks, Timothy. And my dad moved in with us in early 2008 and lived with us, my family and I, my wife and my three children. They were 7, 9, and 11 at the time, and he lived with us for just under 3 years where we cared for him with the disease. He had to have 24-7 care, so we experienced just a huge change in our lifestyle, our family dynamics, our economics, our financial planning, and those kinds of things. So he passed, unfortunately, in 2011, and following his passing, I became an advocate for the Alzheimer's Association, and I've actually joined Beth and about 1,000 of our colleagues here in Washington, D.C. This week as we are partaking in the Alzheimer's Association Advocacy Forum, and the three things that I've kind of set for myself as goals for this opportunity is: number one, to help me prepare and learn more to help others when they find themselves caring for a family member or a loved one with the disease. I also want to draw awareness to the staggering costs associated with the disease. And I'm advocating on behalf of a treatment or a cure for the disease, because it's one of the top 10 killers or diseases for which there's no cure. They can't prevent it or they can't slow it down.
In your experience, what are some of the hurdles that caregivers experience, and what could be done to eliminate those hurdles?
The greatest hurdle, at least from my experience, why I got involved was a lack of awareness of resources. I, at the time that Dad moved in with us, we didn't really have any awareness of what was available to us, so we took it on our own, all these care plans and those types of things. So I want to raise awareness and direct folks to the Alzheimer's Association at ALZ.org, where they have a wealth of resources available from early onset to late stage and pre-planning and everything that's required when you care for someone with the disease. I think personally would just encourage folks to step back, take a breath, assess the situation. They've got to keep themselves and their family healthy, because if they can't take care of themselves, then they can't adequately take care of their loved one, and to surround themselves with a great support system, because they will get through it, but they can't do it alone.
So what other avenues of assistance or resources are there for caregivers, for those taking care of those with Alzheimer's?
You know, there's many things available in the community. There's area agencies on aging that provide a multitude of services like Meals on Wheels and Companion and homemaker services. So educating themselves about what is available, things like that, is imperative for family members taking care of someone with the disease.
That was Beth Kallmeyer, Vice President of Constituent Services at the Alzheimer's Association. We also heard from Bobby Rickard, an Alzheimer's advocate from Bentonville. They spoke with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis by phone yesterday when they were at the 2016 Advocacy Forum in Washington, D.C. To learn more about the Alzheimer's Association or about Alzheimer's disease, you can visit alz.org.